Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma and biotech world. Pfizer is planning to bring an RSV shot to adults aged 18 to 59, while Boehringer Ingelheim is facing staff layoffs due to biosimilar challenges. Amylyx made a rare move by pulling an ALS drug from the market. On the regulatory front, the FDA has approved CAR-T therapies from J&J and Bristol-Myers for earlier use in myeloma patients. Sage's depression drugs are facing hurdles, with the first medicine approved for postpartum depression not gaining traction and challenges in launching its second drug. Real-world evidence is becoming increasingly important in comparative effectiveness research, highlighting the need for a new approach to sales team development and coaching in biopharma companies. The industry is experiencing various challenges and advancements that are shaping the future of healthcare. A new study found that GLP-1 receptor agonists like Novo Nordisk's Ozempic do not increase the risk of thyroid cancer. Another study presented at AACR suggests that drugs approved through accelerated approval may not always lead to clinical benefit. Merck and Kelun's anti-TROP2 ADC shows promise in gastric cancer, while Toral Biotherapeutics secures funding for ADC therapies. Less than half of cancer drugs approved via accelerated approval showed clinical benefit in confirmatory trials. There are also job listings and other news updates related to the pharmaceutical industry. The resurgence of a shelved radioactive cancer therapy is making a comeback after being developed abroad for decades. The radiotherapy market is growing, with estimates suggesting it could be valued at $8.8 billion by 2028. Radiotherapy is commonly used in oncology to destroy cancer cells, but it carries risks of damaging surrounding tissue. Precision medicine innovations, such as stereotactic body radiation therapy, are being developed to target tumors more accurately. There is also increasing focus on psychiatric drugs in the pharma industry, as well as challenges and opportunities in the biosimilar market. The text includes information about a survey on what emerging biotechs want from cross and CDMOs, recent developments in the pharmaceutical industry like job cuts at Novartis and partnerships in cancer drug development, a poll about running clinical trials in Ukraine during the ongoing war, and offers links to resources on patient support hubs, emerging biotechs, and the obesity drug revolution.